This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A very powerful earthquake struck Morocco, sending people racing from the beds into the darkened streets and toppling buildings. More than 2,000 people have been killed. Greek authorities say the body of a missing 77-year-old man has been found, raising the death toll from floods in central Greece to 11. More details from VOA's Jeff Custer.
The man had been living in the seaside village of Paltsi in the mountainous Pelion Peninsula. According to his wife, he had refused to evacuate in spite of her pleading for him to do so. Authorities said his body was discovered in the Aegean Sea. They report the number of missing has increased to 6, but caution, there could be more. Earlier Saturday, officials ordered the evacuation of a village close to the major city of Larissa in central Greece as the river Pineios overflows its banks. Efforts are focusing on preventing flooding in Larissa, a city of nearly 150,000. Authorities' response to the flooding, the result of torrential rains earlier in the week, has come under intense criticism, with local and regional elections just a month away. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul was in Kyiv on Saturday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and discuss sanctions against Russia. McFaul, along with Zelensky's chief of staff, head of the International Expert Group on Sanctions, an independent group that strategizes on and makes recommendations for the implementation of sanctions against Russia as a response to its invasion of Ukraine. McFaul said the war was not only about defeating Russian President Vladimir Putin, but also about defeating Putinism.
I think there has been impact, right? Now, we don't have time to debate the impact of sanctions, but less technology than without sanctions, absolutely. Does Putin have less money today than he would have had without sanctions? Absolutely.
This is VOA News. The White House is hailing this year's G20 summit as a success. We get more from VOA's Anita Powell.
Unity was what G20 leaders sought at this year's summit, and it's what they say they got, with language that called for a comprehensive, just, and durable peace in Ukraine, but that stopped short of naming Russia as the aggressor. The group also agreed that the use of nuclear weapons is inadmissible. Professor John Curtin heads the G20 research group at the University of Toronto and spoke to VOA from the sidelines of the summit.
By removing the words Russia and the word aggression, they gave Mr. Putin a face-saving gesture, and we'll now wait and see if he then reciprocates by doing what all G20 members except him agree to, and that's getting out of all of Ukraine.
Anita Powell, VOA News, New Delhi.
Mexico may in fact be seeing its first female president, Reuters' Angela Johnston explains.
The stage is being set for Mexico to have its first female president. Claudia Sheinbaum was confirmed as the ruling party's candidate in next year's vote on Wednesday, and Xochitl Galvez is the main opposition contender. It marks an extraordinary scenario, according to Senator Josefina Vázquez Mota, once a presidential candidate herself.
Va a ser ya un parteaguas.
It will be a turning point. And if there was already a wider path where girls and teenagers besides us will walk without so many difficulties, without so many obstacles to demonstrate that they are capable, that they are intelligent, that they deserve it, this will change the dynamics of the lives of millions of girls and teenagers.
While Senator Vázquez Mota says she believes the vote could represent a watershed in the country, others are quick to point out the changes that have taken place in politics still need to make their way to all walks of life.
The United Nations Atomic Watchdog is warning of a potential threat to nuclear safety from a spike in fighting near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine, whose forces continue pressing their occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, reported hearing numerous explosions over the past week and a possible indication of increased military activity in the region. There was no damage to the plant. IAEA General Rafael Mariano Grassi warned in a statement issued late Friday that he was deeply concerned about the possible dangers facing the nuclear power plant. Updated COVID-19 shots are coming soon, part of a trio of fall vaccines that doctors hope will help avoid another triple-demic. New COVID-19 shots will be released in time to pair with the yearly flu and antivirus for RSV. Tommy McNeil.